play professional football. So to actually get out there, that was a milestone for me. I was very proud to do that.
You got that first catch pretty quickly, but right in the middle of the drive, do you get to keep that ball, or what'd you do to celebrate?
Oh, no. Handed it back to the ref, two-minute drill, make sure they don't drop the ball so we can keep going. But I don't know. I plan on getting some more. So the first one is very special, but I want to build on that one and get a couple more this next time.
How do you evaluate game one? Obviously, it means something to get out there, but how do you want your role to increase from Sunday?
Wherever I can help out, whether that's special teams, more on offense, wherever I can help out. The first game was well for me. Of course, I would like to have a win over everything. That's the most important thing. But to get out there and to get my feet wet, I feel like that was a good thing, and I thought I did a pretty good job. So I just want to build off of that and continue to be consistent and carry that over to the next game.
Did you see Sunday coming, or how surprised were you when you found out you were active and going to play and all that?
It was kind of on each end if they were going to bring me up or not. So I just had to just keep doing what I've been doing, working hard, and I did that. So when I got the bump, it was an exciting feeling, but I was more ready. I was confident and prepared in what I was doing and able to go out there and compete.
What's it like for you guys on the practice squad, just waiting to get that call?
Oh, man, it's a different life. I can't explain to you how tough this life is. I'm shooting a documentary on it right now. But it's sticking to your guns, because a lot of the guys, they were the star at their school. So when you come here, you're not the star anymore. You're starting up, you're a freshman. So it's the same recipe, just a different kitchen. That's how I like to look at it. So it's still hard work, still prepare like you're, you know, about to be out there, but you may not be out there. So when you do get your call, then you're prepared and ready for your opportunity.
I like the way you put that. A lot of you guys have kind of been able to get the nod this year the way the season has gone. Is that pretty cool?
Absolutely. It is pretty cool. And when you see guys who, you know, you hate to see guys go down to injury, but that's a part of the game. And when you see guys who work hard, get their shot, and, you know, try to capitalize on it, you can only be happy for them. So just got to keep, like everybody, just got to keep working and be prepared.
What's this documentary about?
Oh, life of a practice squad guy. So, seriously, I got my little camera. I walk around sometimes, shoot different clips, putting them all together. And I kind of want to maybe bring that aspect to the fans, because a lot of people don't get to see what practice squad life is like.
What are some of the eye-opening things that you hope people see?
How much work it is. Like, you don't see us on Sunday. You don't see those guys on Sundays, but they do put a lot of work in preparing these guys. And a lot of guys take pride in putting in that work to get the defense ready or get the offense ready, because that means the most. You have to help out your team to get them prepared to win on Sunday. So just to you know, the guys behind the curtains, or just working the curtains, that's what it's about.
A lot of guys in here have talked about how these last 3-4 weeks, whatever, was an opportunity to put something on film, to stick around here or go someplace else in the off season. For you to finally have that opportunity Sunday and then the next few weeks, how important is that?
I can't look at it like that. I don't look at it like that. I'm here now. I love being here. I want to succeed here, so I just want to play my hardest to get wins here. Yeah, in the long run, in the big picture, it is an opportunity to showcase your talents to all 32, 31 other teams. But as of right now, I'm comfortable. I like being here, so I want to do the best I can to make this team be the best they can.
You spent weeks emulating other teams' receivers a lot of time. How much of a treat is it to go to practice and be Michael Brown?
It's awesome. It's awesome, man. But one thing I do get out of doing the other receivers is I get to watch their tape and see how they get open and try new things to add into my game. And, like, that's something I take pride in, too. So if I can see something from another receiver and emulate it in my game and it helped me out on Sundays, then that's very good for me, too, as well.
Which person have you grown the most from looking at on film and trying to replicate?
Everybody. I pick a lot from Stevie, Calvin, Brandon. I had to be Brandon 1 week. All those guys, when you have to be those guys, I study their film so I can give our defense a good look. So anything I can pick up from each receiver, a clip or two, I use it all.
What did you take from